Is Mr. Heffaker coming, or is he here?
Yeah, he's here.
Yeah, he's outside.
Plus, you, we need a pen?
Still.
Good.
Are we ready to call me?
Ready, please, Madam Clerk.
As per requirement of Public Law 1975, Chapter 231, notice is hereby given that this is a regular/workshop meeting of the Borough Crown's Mayor and Council, and all requirements have been met. Notice has been transmitted to the Asbury Park Press and the Two River Times. Notice has been posted on Public Bulletin Board. Roll call, Mr. Conley.
Present.
Mr. O'Neill?
Here.
Mr. Francie?
Here.
Ms. Kane?
Here.
Mayor Miller?
Here.
Executive session resolution. Be resolved that the following portion of this meeting dealing with the following generally described matters shall not be open to the public under litigation. We have Jennings versus the Borough Pilots. We also have Future Sanitation Act. Under contract, we have plant plant lease and realty appraisal contract. Under personnel matters, we have Tim Hill, who has been raised, our administrator position, and also Wayne O'Neill, who has been raised. Be further resolved that as anticipated, this matter to be considered in private may be disclosed to the public at a later date when the need for privacy no longer exists. And be further resolved that no portion of this meeting shall be electronically recorded unless otherwise stated. Be further resolved that the private consideration is deemed required and is permitted because of the following noted exceptions set forth in the Act 5, 9, 10, and 11. Would someone offer that?
I'll offer it.
Offered by Mayor Nolan.
Second.
Second by Ms. Kane. Mr. Conley?
Yes.
Mr. O'Neill?
Yes.
Mr. Francie?
Yes.
Ms. Kane?
Yes.
Mayor Nolan?
Yes.
Okay, let me shut the recorder off.
Guys, we're going to do a call of order. Pledge of Allegiance. Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Roll call.
Mr. Connolly?
Present.
Mr. O'Neill?
Here.
Mr. Francie?
Here.
Ms. Kane?
Here.
Mayor Nolan?
Here.
The first item on the agenda is Resolution R1164, Resolution appointing Officer Robert Burton as Sergeant of the Borough of Highlands Police Department.
Here.
Officer Burton?
Would someone like to offer that?
Well, how are you, sir?
Very good, thank you.
Good. Folks, we had an officer retire. Chief Blewett came to us and asked us for a replacement sergeant, it would be. Officer Burton took the test, finished at the top, very close to other gentlemen, but he was at the top. He offered up his name. Right now we're paying what people, just so everybody understands, we're paying officer in charge money on certain shifts because there is no officer. Soon to be Sergeant Burton would now be that, so it would be a push with salary as far as officer in charge. So we're really not spending any more money over a year, correct? It's very close.
Very close.
Okay. With that, I will offer that.
Offered by Mayor Nolan.
I wanted to make a comment here.
Sure.
Well, we would be, and I would be a fly in the ointment of Codemaker. And I think our job is to represent the public. And from the beginning of this process, at first I held it up by saying that before we do this, the public should be aware of what we're doing. And I suggested you write that letter, and actually worked with you on it. We wrote that letter. That never went out to the public. So the average person who hears it, nothing against you, Bert, or your family, nothing at all whatsoever. That, to me, was missed in the process. That should have been posted on our website where everybody in the town had a chance to look at this and say, hey, why do we have more chiefs or more officers than we do footmen? Why is that happening? From the outside, that just doesn't seem to make any sense. Your letter helped clear up a lot of that. Okay, I'm not sure all of it, but that should have been something before we come to this night of the celebration. That should have been presented. And maybe I'm remiss myself. Last meeting, I thought we had another meeting to go. But when we're doing things like this, it's something that could be misinterpreted by the public. That should be cleared up first. And that's just, I just think we owe that to all of our taxpayers and our citizens. Here.
Okay, thank you, sir.
A second.
Seconded by Mr. Francie. Mr. Conley?
I abstain.
Mr. O'Neill?
Yes, but I'd like to say something also.
Okay.
Mayor Nolan alluded to officer in charge pay, and that's right, the way that went. But the last time we had a full complement of officers and chiefs, that was never supposed to start. It was never supposed to happen when Johnny and I spoke with you, when we hired all your lieutenant, chief, captain, all that, and your sergeants. So I would hope to see that doesn't come back to haunt us again. But with that, yeah, I'll vote for Robbie. Robbie's a good guy. I think he's deserving of the job, you know. And I hope you bring some leadership to the table. I believe you will, Rob. I really do. Okay. And okay.
That's yes. Mr. Francie?
Yes.
Ms. Kane?
Yes.
Mayor Nolan?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Congratulations.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance
to the same and the governments established.
And the governments established
in the United States.
In the United States
and in this state.
And in this state
under the authority of the people.
Under the authority of the people.
And that I will faithfully.
And I will faithfully.
Impartially.
Impartially.
And justly.
And justly
perform all the duties.
Perform all the duties
of the office.
Of the office
of Sergeant of Highlands Police Department.
Of Sergeant of Highlands Police Department
according to the best of my ability.
According to the best of my ability.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Things had to start without. Go ahead.
Okay.
What's next, Madam Clerk?
The next item on the agenda is the consent agenda. which consists of Resolution R11113, authorizing a tax overpayment refund, and Resolution R11115, approving raffle licenses for the Highlands Business Partnership, along with supplemental payment of bills and the regular payment of bills.
Does anybody have anything they want to add, take off, exclude, payment of bills? I just want to go on record and saying that Sunday, the Business Improvement District ran in a ribbon cutting for the bridge, and I didn't talk to one person that didn't think it was just phenomenal. I mean, obviously the weather helped too, but I thought that was very, very, very well done. Wait for Ms. Kane to take a seat. Beck, you have anything on payment of bills or anything you want to exclude?
I'm okay.
You good? Okay. With that, I'll offer it.
Offered by Mayor Nolan.
Second.
Yeah. Second by Mr. Francie. Mr. Connolly?
Yes.
Mr. O'Neill?
Yeah.
Mr. Francie?
Yes.
Ms. Kane?
Yes.
Mayor Nolan?
Yes.
Motion carries. Okay, we're moving on to, we want to do a resolution now.
For which one?
For Tim.
Go ahead, Mr. Heppe.
You're on the agenda, Mayor.
Folks, we have an opening slot in the administrative position. We have put an ad on the League of Municipalities website. We've gotten several applications. We're going to wait till the end of the month. We're running for the end of the month. In the interim, we need somebody to be the focal point on an interim basis. I'm going to offer Tim Hill do that at no compensation. We just need somebody to be the point person.
By Mayor Nolan, seconded by Ms. Kane. Oh, let's read into the record.
It's R11116, as my count.
Yes.
Whereas the Borough Council believes there is a need for interim Borough Administrator during the search for a permanent Borough Administrator, and whereas the Borough Council has determined that Tim Hill is qualified for the position of interim Borough Administrator, now therefore be it resolved that Tim Hill is hereby appointed interim Borough Administrator and will serve without additional pay in that position until midnight on June 1st, 2011. At which time this appointment will expire, if not extended by a majority vote of the Borough Council.
With that, I'll offer it.
Offered by Mayor Nolan.
I'll second it.
Seconded by Ms. Kane. Mr. Connolly?
Yes.
Mr. O'Neill?
No.
Mr. Francie?
Yes.
Ms. Kane?
Yes.
Mayor Nolan?
Yes.
Motion carries. Moving on to committee reports, the first one we have is under finance.
No.
I'll keep it short. We had a sole special emergency.
Sorry, sir. Go ahead.
That's okay. I had a special emergency note and a bond anticipation note sale that I held yesterday.
Those results are on the table.
We all got the email also.
They covered the special emergencies, covered the revaluation and the accrued leave, and the projects covered reconstruction of Highland Avenue and reconstruction of Bay Avenue. Total of the note was $885,075. Issuance date is May 10th, running to January 18th, 2012. We had two bidders. Successful bidder, Two River Community Bank at 1.65%. Second bidder was Oppenheimer & Company at 3.5% with 150 premium for a net interest rate of 3.475%. Again, it was awarded to Two River Community Bank at 1.65%.
Thank you, Steve. Anything else you want to add, Steve?
One other thing. The Monmouth County Improvement Authority has notified us that they're going to have another lease purchase program. I just bring it to the council's attention. If there's any interest, please get back to me so that I can notify them that we might be interested.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Co-chair of the Finance Committee, Mr. Francie.
Yes. We have a budget committee, members have been selected. We were trying to have a meeting this week. We're supposed to have, I had set it up for four meetings, two in May, two in June. At this point, we're running a little bit late on the budget. We're waiting for the recreation, the police.
I have the rec.
We got them all in email.
I've been sending them out, but I thought I had to tweak one thing and I don't. The police, I am about, maybe 2 hours away, I could speak to a couple people of having a lot of stuff come out to you guys right away.
Okay.
So as soon as I can connect to everybody, I'll be okay.
It looks like everyone, am I right, every department was already budgeted down.
Most of them.
Okay, I didn't see one that was over.
Yeah.
If I didn't get it yet, that's fine.
Yeah,
well, police is up a little by 800 days. Right. So we will have our first meeting as soon as I get the budget documents and put them together. And but our goal is the same as last year, zero or less increase. So and we're well on our way with what I see in the budget, the department budget request.
I think it's a good time to segue into the school budget. Everybody knows it failed in town by 10 votes. At this point, this council has to send a representative to the school board. Last time, I believe, was Mr. Francie and Mr. Connolly, correct?
No.
No? Who went? Mr. O'Neill?
Yeah.
Okay. I knew you guys went to different schools. We have to have that number by the next council meeting, correct, Mr. Hatfaker? So we are obliged to. We don't have to actually do anything, but we're going to look at doing whatever we can. But it did fail townwide by 10 votes, so it was pretty close. Okay. Anything else on finance, sir?
Well, who's going to send out to try to get a meeting?
We've already started, Mr. Francie.
I'll notify you, Rick.
And then you get it all together. Okay, public safety.
I report.
Please, Chief.
As you're already aware, Highlands Police Department Explorer program has not only been well received by the community's youth, but also by residents and businesses in the Bayshore area. Since the program was rejuvenated, the department has received several generous donations, including jacks, t-shirts, and silk screening. We now have 30 participants. Between April 9th and April 11th, 2011, unknown persons forcibly entered a freestanding refrigerator cooler located behind a Bay Avenue business, damaging the lock and removing $150 worth of inventory. Highlands Police Department is investigating several reports of criminal mischief, including spray painting that occurred in various locations throughout town. The department is asking residents to be vigilant, not to hesitate in contacting us with any information regarding the suspicious activity. April 29th, police department responded to a motor vehicle crash in which a future sanitation garbage truck overturned on Portland Road, injuring both occupants. The investigation is continuing in cooperation with the New Jersey State Police Transportation Safety Bureau. Preliminary findings indicated there were several safety violations with the truck itself that resulted in approximately six summonses being issued to both the driver and the company. In addition, the vehicle damaged the Portland Road retaining wall, shrubbery, and telephone pole, and actually the roadway itself, which is needed to repair. The governing body should be aware that this is the second incident involving a future sanitation garbage truck and safety violations that resulted in an accident.
Chief, we believe it's the third, and the third wasn't well known, but
yes.
Point taken.
Yes. We were recently informed that road work on Highland Avenue will be ongoing for approximately another 3 weeks. We will try to keep the residents informed throughout the through the Swift Reach program, which is the reverse 911, as much as possible in order to minimize the impact. Recently, we received a complaint from a Shrewsbury Avenue resident regard to noise and other borough ordinance violations in the area of Cornwall and Shrewsbury Avenue while customers are leaving establishments in the area. After speaking with the complainant, we have reviewed our calls for service in regards to the specific area and found that although there have been numerous fights and tavern violations in this area, there's only been one noise complaint since last summer. Be advised that these areas have been addressed in the past. I believe the increase in business and the change of season may have contributed to the recent complaint. Since the complaint was lodged, I've spoken with business owners, rectified the situation, and have formulated patrol strategies with the supervisors that should satisfy the situation. We responded to approximately 500 calls and arrested 23 persons. That's my report.
Thank you, Chief. Rick, did you want to add anything on public safety?
No.
You? Department of Public Works? I mean, we were going to talk about the future thing, so that kind of took care of that. Building and housing?
Last meeting, I wasn't here, but there was a vote that was split on something Paul Patel was working on.
I think it was
building ordinance.
Building ordinance.
Fees and stuff like that, the amount of the...
I'm going to work with him and then bring that back to the table.
Okay. I think a lot of us had ones that voted against it was the percentage of increase and things like that.
Okay. You know, I don't know how it even went to vote. All I know is split, and I'll go and straighten it out.
Thank you, sir.
I'd like to add something on building and housing.
Please.
With the absence of the administrator, we've lost steam on the substandard housing. At this point, I'd like to...
I was working with the contractor for up at the top of Miller Street.
150.
Yeah.
No.
I believe everything is ready to go, and
it's
I spoke...
Correct.
Forward, yes,
that one's moving forward, but at this point, there are ones in the pipeline that we seem to... might not be as up to speed as we need. And this was in talking with Pat...
McNamara.
And if I can help you, Rick,
okay.
I offer.
Can I ask you a question? What role did the administrator have, that the lawyer for the... wouldn't have spent enough just the lawyer? I'm asking because I don't know how it relates one to the other.
You have no idea how good a question it is, because the reality is we told McNamara
what we wanted.
We offered more money.
Yeah.
We offered him a budget.
I think we doubled the money for...
He's not using any of it.
I mean, he needs to report back to us, okay. You know, weekly. What
yeah.
went out, what, you know,
and
what
I think
go
Bruce,
out and what addresses, you know.
Right. So
I think what...
knocks him off and puts him on.
And I don't completely understand the dynamics involved. I think Pat was sitting back waiting for Bruce.
I just think it's...
He's waiting for direction, McNamara.
Okay,
correct.
Let's give him
have to come.
We did
table.
In this room. I'm pretty sure we did in this room when we doubled his litigation
right.
budget.
And so, you know, we have emails where Pat's asking us, what should I do next?
Yeah, let's direct Mr. Hill, who's
right.
now holding that position as of tonight.
Yes.
could you please send him a letter?
Absolutely.
Stating, I believe it was last calendar year. We doubled his budget for litigation because he had more money in demolition and we never got to demolition because we didn't have any money in litigation. So now we put double the money in litigation to get to demolition. We need to get to, you know, a fix. We don't say we want to knock them down, but we want it fixed, period.
There's
so
a house in the pipeline, I believe.
He needs to report. We need at least a report 2 times a month.
He has a spreadsheet that he used to send out.
Right,
I mean,
well,
maybe we need to have Mr. Hill meet with Dave Mercado.
Right.
And him, and kind of resurface.
You know what I mean? I don't think that happened.
Tell him we definitely want
go. Is the
and
word
updates the company?
Yeah,
every 2 weeks.
We haven't seen this. I haven't seen the spreadsheet in 9 months.
I agree with you. Stop.
Well, let me give you a financial update. There's about 6,000 left in the demolition account.
Now how much is in litigation?
Well, I don't know. He almost his entire professional service contract, which I think was 24,000, is left. He's been billing
600.
If that. I don't even think. I think 600 might cover 2 months.
So, Tim, this is a perfect opportunity to get this restarted.
But just so for the people that are involved in the current demolition situation where I saw the disconnect come in today, there's 6,000 left after that disconnect was put into the budget. So,
nice
just so that you know as you move forward.
So, what's the contract for 150? Do we know?
I believe the demolition was 8,000, which was already encumbered, and the disconnect for the gas, I want to say, it was 2,000.
At least
3,
but that leaves 6. So that leaves 6.
So we are putting liens on the
which
property
have
that
to
money,
do.
Correct?
The lien, they're hand, it's being handled by the
it's being handled,
office.
Correct?
Yes.
Okay. So no matter what, we're getting paid.
Mr. Pepper, since the legal budget is so underspent, all right, could we have put the disconnect fee into that?
Yeah, we could have, but the flip side of what you're saying is, can we transfer some money from legal to demolition?
However, it became an issue. 150 is held up, I'm saying, at least 2 weeks by not being able to get the disconnect done, and it was this going
well,
on.
Well, disconnect's encumbered. All the money's taken.
That's right.
No, I understand that,
okay.
but the issue was nobody, Paul was waiting for
right,
somebody.
I understand.
Okay,
yeah.
And that part of it is what we need to try to minimize.
Yeah.
Please, Mr. Hill.
Absolutely.
Thank you. And if you can we make sure we get reports back every 2 weeks, if not every week? I mean, every 2 weeks
that's
is fine.
Be requested.
Thank you.
Just a spreadsheet, really.
On a related note, there was a question about COA money from Middletown.
That was from that one property we're talking about?
Yeah. COA has advised that they don't care what property that money is spent on, just spend it.
Okay.
And just when Steve submits his quarterly reports, the next report, if we pick a different property,
how much is the dollar amount we're talking about?
There's 90,000 left in the fund, but as a add-on, Middletown contacted me about potentially stepping in. Since the way the contract reads, any money left after we're finished reverts back to Middletown anyway. So we have 49 out of 50 units done. We're down to the last unit, and I think that everyone, maybe the exception of you, was on council the last time.
In some way, shape, or form, you're
maybe
right.
Maybe having Middletown step in this. anyway, they've got some interest, their interest is peaked or something's happened, and they contacted me, and I sent them over a copy of the bank statement and the report so they could see how much money was there.
Because I did have a conversation with the Middletown borough attorney, and he said all Middletown wants is its one credit, you know.
Well, right. They did say called.
Okay. Well,
I'd like to be officially skeptical of anything Middletown does relative to that.
Let's just apply to.
I'm just telling you what happened.
What's the process of applying it? There was always a situation with that. How long has it been going on?
We don't have to do anything. We just pick another property.
That's my point. What's that process?
I mean,
that property was litigated. We got out.
Long time. It's been going on, you know, more than a decade.
But is there any administrative money on that to oversee that project?
Well. Kathy McGlinchey was at
the last one worked here, she took it and left.
When Kathy McGlinchey was still at COA and she recently retired, I have been reporting to them on an ongoing basis. They, at the point, she just wanted the house finished or the last unit finished. I don't know that they would make an issue. I mean, I can't say it's cast in stone that they're not going to make an issue, but I believe they wouldn't make an issue of the admin fees.
So, Mr. Halfacre, what do we have to do? Pick another property? By what guidelines? And
you can pick any property. I mean, you just pick another qualifying property.
Has to be a private property.
Now, maybe not. If Middletown is, maybe Middletown borough attorney went back to his counsel and said we might be able to grab this money back. Is that the gist of?
Well, the person I spoke to wasn't sure exactly what had transpired, other than he was asked to look into it, and he called me.
He wants his credit.
That's all they
Well, the attorney indicated they wanted the credit.
Yeah, they want the credit. Yeah. What is
Which
the,
means we spend the money on and pick another project.
Okay, and what are the qualifications?
Off the top of my head.
Can we let's by the next meeting, like, once we get some feedback on that?
Well, it's whatever the COA requirement on.
Yeah, no, but we don't. None of us have that at our fingertips to be able to pick a project.
We don't have the problem that we have, is we don't have somebody to oversee the project.
Right. What qualifications do they need?
Somebody
None,
who,
really.
Somebody
right,
somebody
John?
Who
you were involved in it.
None.
Somebody who
wow, I don't know if that was a shot or not, John.
And has some...
You don't, there's no COA coordinator or administrator?
No, they left.
Okay.
That kind of all folded up a while
ago. See, what happened here, I guess I was the only one, I think Johnny, he'll vouch for me. There was X amount of money.
Right.
There was X amount of houses. One house got into a jam, which we believe was jammed up by the property owner, right? They put a stop work on the job. We litigated. Bob Thaler got us out of it. The woman that ran the program came back to close out the remaining couple of units that had to be done. Maybe there were six. We agreed to terms of money that was left in the account to pay her out. She did five of the six units, had all the money, and she left. Went to work for the state. Does that sound right, John? That house has to be more than 10 years. Right?
Oh, yeah.
Got to be every bit.
She came back and asked for
the money.
Close out money.
Yep. Right. I was there for that. I remember that. Do we, I guess nobody knows. Okay, so we'll get the.
We might have something on file. I'll work with that.
Well, my point is if you have 90,000, do you have to apply to one property? Can we do upgrades on, you know, it's for public housing?
They want the credit, though. You have to upgrade. You have 50, the money is allocated for 50.
So you have to do it on one more unit.
That's my understanding.
Okay. Yeah, let's get all the qualifications and see what we're going to do at the next meeting.
It got so bad at one time that I had to do the inspections on the houses. Myself, right or wrong, John? Me. I don't know how that happened, but I got the job because nobody else could go.
Imagine that. Well, guess who got it this time?
Quite a few houses.
Okay. Parks and Rec?
Actually, Tim.
Mr. Hill? I'm sorry. Scott, you were up here, sir.
Quick update. We did have the beach sweeps this weekend. We had about 9 or 10 folks show up, and we did attack the community center beach. Basically, it was a collection of data for the Clean Ocean Action Program, so it was pretty successful. Public Works guys were involved, and I want to thank the volunteers that showed up for that. I want to remind residents, particularly senior citizens, that the Monmouth County SCAT transportation is provided on a weekly basis here in town. You do have to call and make an appointment, but they do weekly shopping trips, so I'll make sure we get that information out there again. Saturday, we are having a Cavusian Field annual spring cleanup from 9 to 12 noon, so if anyone would like to show up, we'll be up there just trying to spruce up the field a little bit. We're also doing the Pitch, Hit, and Run, which is an annual event in cooperation with the Atlantic Highlands Fire Department because their field is very conducive to running that activity. They have three fields that we can use to do the pitch, hit, and run for the community. We have a lot of kids that have registered for that. We're getting ready for the summer program. Also, the senior citizens asked me to remind everyone that they're doing their annual senior memorial program on Thursday, May 26th at the community center. And of course, we want to encourage everyone to come out and support the American Legion Twin Light Post 143 Memorial Day Parade on Saturday, May 28th. So get in touch with the Twin Light Post and let's give them the support that they need too. That's about it at this time.
Can I just ask you a question?
Sure.
When is the Boogie Field going? Is that this Saturday?
Yeah.
Was it this Saturday? What time again, Tim?
9 to 12.
9 to 12. Thank you, sir. Thanks for your report. Becky, anything to add?
Nope.
Okay. Public relations? I'll say we had a great event last Sunday again. That's about it. Everybody I talked to said it was wonderful. Environmental shade tree. Mr. Francis?
I'm sorry. The Environmental Commission is in the... we have a draft report to fill out to comply with the terms of the grant for the bike path. That report is being circulated and looking for approval. And I don't know, Jim, at this point. I'm sorry, Steve. Steve's not here. I don't know the time frames involved, but that's all we're doing right now.
There will be a public hearing on that grant at the next meeting on May 18th. The shade will be presented by the Environmental Commission.
Okay, thank you, Carol.
Yeah, exactly. High impact. Thank you, sir. Administration. Hey, Ken, you got a report now. Carol, you have anything you want?
Everything's going well. I'll defer to Carol. So,
that's what we need, an optimist.
I wanted to go over the demolition of 115 Abstinck Avenue to say we are in the process of obtaining utility disconnection so that we can move forward with the demolition. Liquor license renewals, packets have been sent out, so we're in the process of doing that. Inspections will be being performed from the police department, fire officials, and code enforcement on all the liquor license establishments. Tax sale, we have a tax sale date set up for May 25th. Right now we are in heavy collection for tax and sewer second quarter payments. And we have a townwide yard sale coming up on June 4th.
I'd just like to add that Paul Vital moved on that house up on 150. He responded and took care of all the things that needed to be done. Him and Carol both.
Yes, he did.
It should be coming down soon.
Okay, fantastic. Library, I see Ms. Ryan.
Yes, briefly, the only news is that we did have the Truck of the Future come, not this past weekend, the weekend before. Unfortunately, it poured almost the entire time that the truck was on display. But a few people did show up and they were very interested. Fortunately, nobody got shocked, the electric truck. But we had 10 students come down from Highlands Elementary School who took the information and they're writing a project. So, in the end, it was all good.
Thank you, Ms. Ryan. Folks, in our busy schedule this year, we never appointed, and that, I'll take the blame on that. We all have a department that we run. I'm ad hoc on all of them. We never gave Mr. Conley one. He's want to take building and housing. He's going to get all the updates from our clerk about specifically the housing that we're talking about with Mr. McNamara.
The substandard housing.
Please, and he's going to take the lead on that. And do we have to offer that or anything? Or?
I'll offer it.
I'll second it.
Just a committee appointment that you do. Okay. Offered by Mr. O'Neill. Seconded by Mayor Nolan. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Okay. Thanks for taking that on, sir. What's next?
Next, Hounds Business Partnership. Do they have a
Ms. Braswell's here, I believe?
Opened a second restaurant, the original Oyster, at One Willow Street. So that was very successful. It was a really nice
relocated the spring, the garden in conjunction with the garden club, the spring plantings, and relocated them to Marine Place and some area businesses so that the garden club can start the summer program. The Economic Development Committee is working on some zoning recommendations to present to the mayor and council that may help us to attract, you know, recruit business. And we have the Seaport Craft Show on Sunday, May 29th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. And as always, volunteers are welcome. Tomorrow, May 5th, 3 to 10 p.m., this is Cinco de Mayo celebration at Chilango on Bay Avenue.
And where is the craft fair?
Seaport Craft Show is at Hyde Park.
Thank you very much.
And can I offer?
Please.
Carla? Just like to offer thanks for the day Sunday. It really was a spectacular day. It showed off Highlands in a way that was, as much as we've been here, a lot of us don't see it that way, and it came off because of you, and thank you.
Appreciate that also, I agree. Hear, hear. Next up is Atlantic. Next up is Atlantic Highlands, Highlands Regional Sewer Authority. I think we have all three of our members here. Mr. O'Neill, do you have anything
new? We never got any response back from people we were supposed to meet from the Atlantic Islands Council.
Okay.
I had spoken to Mayor Rass before Easter. Him and I were both going away, and he was getting back after I was and said he'd communicate with me when he got back, and that hasn't happened.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Mr. Conley and myself will deal with that.
Okay. Very good. Next up.
Moving on to ordinances, for introduction and setting of a public hearing date, and I believe you said you wanted for May 18th.
If we can.
Should be able to do all the testing. It's ordinance 0-11-14, which Mr. Halfbaker will be reading.
Can I have a little comment before that, sir? Folks, at the last meeting, we said we were going to have our commission in place tonight. We don't because we got a letter from, was it the Bayman's lawyer? Okay, that we actually did away with the last ordinance for a commission, and sadly, our previous attorneys never knew that. I believe the borough clerk found it, correct? They
yes.
Verified it after they, so we have to reintroduce the ordinance, or actually introduce it, tonight for a public hearing and adoption on the 18th. With that, please, Mr. Heffy.
This is new section 2-33, Highlands Depuration Commission. 2-33.1 establishment/membership. A. There is hereby created a Highlands Depuration Commission. The commission shall consist of 9 members, 3 to be appointed by the mayor without advice and consent of council, 2 to be appointed by the mayor with advice and consent of council, and 4 to be appointed by council. Membership on the commission shall not be limited to residents of the borough of Highlands, any language the contrary notwithstanding. B. Members shall serve for 3 years each. Thereafter, the successor of each member shall be appointed for full 3-year terms until the appointment and qualification of his or her successor. C. One of the members shall be a member of council. D. The mayor shall appoint for the first year one of the members as the chairperson who shall preside at all meetings of the body. Thereafter, the chairperson shall be elected by the commission from within its membership. E. The mayor and borough administrator shall be ex officio members of the commission with full voting rights. F. And a vacancy occurring otherwise than by an expiration of a term shall be filled for the unexpired term only. And G. The mayor or borough council may remove any member of the commission for cause on written charges served upon the member and after hearing thereon, at which the member shall be entitled to be heard in person or by council. Section 2-33.2, Duties. The Highlands Depuration Commission shall, A. Meet with the professionals and representatives of the Departments of Health and Environmental Protection to see that the design and operational layout of any modifications or renovations to the plant and that said modifications or renovations meet or exceed state mandates. B. Oversee the bidding and construction of any modifications, renovations, or improvements to the depuration facility. C. Recommend to the governing body terms and conditions to be included in any renewal or extension of any lease as it feels are advantageous to the borough for the operation of the depuration facility and to enter into leases for the property. D. Act as liaison between the governing body and the operator/tenant. E. communicate with and act as liaison with Department of Health, Department of Environmental Protection, Department of Agriculture, and any other agencies of the federal, state, county, or local level, the government having jurisdiction over or otherwise dealing with depredation, and to advise council of same. F. Recommend to council and our legislative representatives at all levels of government legislation it feels is appropriate to further the shellfish industry. G. Act as a clearing house for said information. H. Investigate comparable uses for the property and to assist in the coordination of same with the tenant operator, state, and other appropriate agencies. I. Perform such other functions as it feels are relevant to the duties and purposes expressed in this section. J. The Commission's responsibilities and duties as set forth herein are of a purely advisory nature to the Mayor and Council. The Commission may offer whatever advice, consultation, and or assistance the governing body might require or request in developing or continuing to develop the property as marine terminal / clam depredation facility. However, the Commission is not nor shall it be authorized to acquire any interest in real property and otherwise make decisions or take action which would be binding upon the borough. Section 2-33.3, compensation and expenses. The members of the Highlands Depredation Commission shall serve without pay. Section 2-33.4, borough facilities. The borough administrator may make available to the Highlands Depredation Commission office space and clerical services. Section 2-33.5, expending funds. No borough funds shall be spent by the Highlands Depredation Commission unless specifically authorized by the governing body. That's it.
I want to be clear on one thing. The 9, is that including the mayor and admin?
No, it would be 11.
Perfect. That's what we want. With that, I'll offer it, sir.
Offered by Mayor Nolan.
Second it.
Second by Mr. Connolly. Mr. Connolly?
Yes.
Mr. O'Neill?
Yes.
Mr. Francie?
Yes.
Ms. King?
Yes.
Mayor Nolan?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Folks, we have probably 24 applications. We will have our commission at the next meeting.
Off for second reading and public hearing is Ordinance 0-11-3, an ordinance amending various sections of the revised general ordinance of the Borough of Highlands. This ordinance was published in the April 15th edition of the Two River Times and may now be open for a public hearing.
Anyone have any questions on this one? This would be the first one is
the dogs.
Dog park ordinance. I have to get mine out here.
Go ahead. I have a statement, thank you.
The
last time this came to the floor, I was very surprised that there were comments, motions against it, and I thought about it and then it was agreed that, of course, everybody had the rest of their own opinion. I just want to thank the council for going back to the table and coming up with a compromise. I hope it passes this time. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Roney. Anybody else have any other comments on this ordinance specifically? Yes, sir.
So we're still going to go down by the bank.
Excuse me, Sean Fitzgerald.
8th
Street.
Hang on a second. Is this still planning to go down by the bank?
That is the plan, right, Bill?
Yes.
That's the plan. That's still the plan.
Two places, yes.
And also on South Bay.
South Bay Park, the grassy area, and by the bank.
And next to the bank.
Behind the railings in the new park down there?
No. In front of the railings, on the grass. Not on the beach.
Is it going to be designated for signage and things of that nature?
There will be signage, sir. My anticipation is signage and the bags.
Who is going to be responsible to clean up the area if the bags are not used properly?
For the next 30 days, it will be overseen by Mr. Hill. In essence, it's an enforcement thing, which will be our police. You never know what's getting thrown out of here, brother. You know? But in the end, it's a police enforcement issue, obviously. But Mr. Hill will take any questions or concerns for the next 30 days.
It's a police enforcement issue?
Like any other law? Yeah.
But it's your park.
That's correct. I don't own the park, the borough does. So if somebody's down there not abiding by an ordinance or something, like you can't just go out in the street and tell somebody, hey, you got to actually come in and file a complaint because we're not down there. You saw it. I didn't. So then the police have to enforce that on your complaint. Or facing it. Okay, I'll close public portion. Please.
On for third and final reading and adoption is Ordinance 0-11-3, an ordinance amending various sections of the revised general ordinances of the Borough of Highlands. Someone would like to offer a motion for adoption?
I offer.
Offered by Mr. Connolly.
Second.
Second by Mayor Nolan. Mr. Connolly?
Yes.
Mr. O'Neill?
Oh.
Mr. Francie?
Yes.
Ms. King?
Yes.
Mayor Nolan?
Yes.
Motion carries. On for second reading and public hearing is ordinance 0-11-8, an ordinance adding new chapter 2-7.5 to the revised general code of the Borough of Highlands entitled Borough Vehicles. This ordinance was published in the April 15th edition of the Two River Times and may now be open for public hearing.
This is all 11.
Is dash 8 on here, though? Does that make a difference?
It says
is it dash
too.
5? Is it dash 8 or dash
5? It's dash 8.
Okay, it is 8.
Thank you, Lily. Anyone have any questions on 11-8? Borrow vehicles. I'm sorry, ma'am?
I'm sorry, what is that ordinance?
Well, I'm not going to read the whole thing, but basically...
No, basically it's...
Yeah, basically...
In your pockets?
I'm sorry, okay, never mind.
It's okay, ma'am. It tightens up the usage and who can use our cars and things like that.
Yep. Carol, I've got a 330 Shore Drive. I think the ordinance and also the policy that you're going to adopt later on is very vague. The discretion of the administrator allows the vehicles to go out of town, allows the vehicles to be used by individuals that maybe don't need them. I don't think it's strong enough, frankly.
Okay. And also any other questions?
Yes. Carol, that's the 38th Central. I have a question on policy for leaving the parameter of the municipality.
Sure.
Section 2A.
2A.
The Borough of Highlands and municipalities located within Monmouth County shall be considered the acceptable range of borough vehicles to travel under normal conditions. That's one of the things. Now, why would most borough vehicles have to leave even the borough?
Some do for training and parts of their job. The reason we put in there the discretion of the administrator also to go out of those parameters, sometimes you can't wait till the next council meeting for somebody to get okay to do it. In other words, let's say somebody has school and they actually, that's their car.
What kind of school?
Anything to do with it, like many people here go to school, firefighting, police,
first aid care,
a lot of them go to school for their training. Job. And every other town has it too. They get certifications that are required and ongoing schooling for that.
All right, number 2B, permission to extend the usage of vehicles beyond the limits of Monmouth County.
That's what we're talking about. A lot of them are out of Monmouth County when they have to go to schooling and stuff like that.
Okay, now, you're talking about what borough vehicles do they be using?
I would assume it could be an OEM truck, it could be a police truck, it could be a fire truck for training, it could be one of the cars that somebody has to go to for a certification for, say, building inspector. Right now, just so you know, what they do is they reimburse. We reimburse people who don't have vehicles and things like that, and that's still going to be something that they do at the discretion of the council up here.
Now, can a person who's going to school, go for training, can they take their own car and get reimbursed for gas?
They could. Potentially they could, yeah. But somebody who already has a car, we allow them to use that car, and now obviously it's a lot more tighter policy. Well, right now there is no policy.
Well, I have to say something. I strongly object with the price of gas today.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to be one of our borough's biggest expenses, I think, regarding borough vehicles. Personally, who monitors gas usage?
That's a great segue.
And
nobody, because there's nothing in place. We're working on that now.
Well,
I'm sorry?
Excuse me. But before this ordinance passes, I think it needs to be extended beyond tonight, and fuel monitoring, et cetera, has to be put into this ordinance. I think I've said this.
We can't monitor it right now. They have the system coming that will monitor it clearly. Right now, we didn't monitor the phones. Just by us looking at the phone bills, we saved $850 a month on the phone bills.
Excuse me, Frank.
Sure.
$800 a month is like nothing compared to the gas that's probably wasted.
I'll take $800 a month every day.
Okay.
It might be nothing to you. But.
Okay. I'm just saying, I had made a recommendation many council meetings before that to hire somebody to sit at the gas pump down there, even 2 days a week, pay them something.
We don't need to do that with today's technology. I have 50 vehicles at work.
Can I finish?
Sure.
Can I finish, please? Thank you.
Sure.
You hired somebody for 2 days a week and let borough employees get it. Log the mileage. Who's getting the gas? Really keep tabs on it. There's people getting gas and using gas, and I'm sure we all know it's for personal use. It's a lot of baloney. We're paying for it. There's not going to be any safe thing. They should present. Somebody should be able to take down the mileage and everything else. And I don't think any vehicles or somebody should be monitoring the mileage on these vehicles. They should.
because certainly there's a lot of abuse. And it's just going to continue, and our expenses are just going to continuing to raise. I think, I sincerely think it should not be passed until there's more, the terminology is definitely too broad.
Okay.
It definitely is, yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Yep.
Any other comments on this ordinance? Yes, sir.
Sean Fitzgerald, 84th Street. I agree with these two ladies.
Excuse me.
My question goes even farther. What they essentially brought up is, has anybody investigated better ordinances? Like, we're not the first people to reinvent the wheel here. Has anybody gone to other...
Yeah, we went to Mr. Halfacre's town.
We went to a few towns, actually.
You went to a few towns? Mm-hmm.
We didn't have to go there. We just got their ordinances
right,
all online.
That. Yeah. That's what I meant. So somebody has done some investigation on this?
Correct. And our lawyer, who happens to be the mayor of his town, did some also for us.
Well, I concur with what they're saying. They've almost doubled on every single thing that I was going to bring up. I've seen our vehicles, you know, in various and sundry different places, and I'd add something else to it, all right? I think that they have a borrowed vehicle. There should be no objection to put, you know, a tracking device in there. You can push a button, and in a period of a month, you can know exactly what the vehicles have been. And I think that'll stop a lot of these problems, because suddenly the borough will be able to know exactly where the vehicle is. And right now, it's a system where no one has any idea.
Okay, but
the
wait,
cost should be minimal.
This ordinance, I don't understand the objection. It's making a step in the right direction. The plan is to do the monitoring of guests somehow. Hasn't decided what's the best way to do it. So that's the next step. But right now you're saying you have the authority of using the trucks beyond where those places you say they shouldn't be, right? You report that now the administrator would be able to step in and say, no, you can't take it there, you can't take it here, by exact permission. And if they're somewhere they shouldn't be without permission, then we now have a way of saying that shouldn't happen.
Yeah, but the problem is, Kevin, you don't know exactly where the vehicle is.
But we're working on that. That's the next step.
Okay.
Correct.
The next step is, how do we control the gas?
Okay.
And how do we control where it's going? And there's several different ideas on the table. Some are very, very, very expensive.
Correct.
So I'm looking for a good idea because, as you said, the gas prices, and there's other things that have been, you know, there are other municipalities that I know of that municipal employees have gotten so out of line with it, they've literally taken the vehicle away from the employee. There is no vehicle for them to use. So this mileage concept is something that was used. In other words, if they have to go somewhere, just put it in. Boom, you log here and back and forth and pay for it. That's been done for years and years and years. So this concept of using a car can get pretty elaborate where we're caught in, you know, lawsuits and things of this nature. And why go there? Okay, so I think it's a great thing we're doing to save money, but I think that it should be beefed up a little when we have it here before we pass it.
And I might add that.
I'm sorry, name and address, ma'am.
Carol Custer. And perhaps Fairhaven can well afford the gas situations more than Highlands.
That's fine.
I don't think they look at it that way.
Carol, that's not any way to look at it.
Totally, yeah.
This is a step in the right direction.
We've got to walk before you can.
There's no ordinance right now.
There's nothing
in this.
So what everybody said.
Didn't have one either and went to one because of the gas price.
I know, that's been a problem here for a long time.
To tell you the truth,
that's why these guys are moving their adopting an ordinance.
Right. It's more of a moral issue right now than it is a gas issue. It's either it's right or it's wrong, and we thought that
it's black and white.
We believe it's wrong.
Sir,
so we're going to move in the right direction on it.
Arnold Pugh, 50 Valley Street. Was it ever looked into to give everybody a credit card? Then
yes, we're in the middle of doing that on it right now.
Okay,
the first
not with your machine. Okay, here's a suggestion. Give everybody who drives a vehicle a credit card.
You don't have to do that. You go with a thumbprint. All the machines now are regulated, some of them starting at $60,000 and down. We're negotiating it down. Also, the system Sean talked about getting weekly reports, that's so outdated. You can get them right onto your BlackBerry. I have 50 vehicles of people that work for me at work. Let me finish. I can see where they are any minute of any day and how long they stop there. It's 100 and change, 175 of vehicles to do that. Obviously, we wouldn't do that to police cars because then anybody could go online and do that. The latest estimate we have for the type of thing we're talking about is 27.9. So we're going to weigh our options to see what the best way to do to regulate the gas. Right now, one of us is generally going down there and shutting the borough yard. Rick's been doing it for the last 2 to 3 weeks every night. So before that was stuff being taken and still is, maybe, but we're going in the direction of stopping it or limiting it.
True, but let me finish. Give everybody a credit card. Somebody has to look at the report, whoever, some administrator has to look at it. If everybody had a credit card, you can put a budget to every credit card. Then you could just go right down the sheet at the end of the month and say, okay, Bob had allocated $150 to He was at 100. Next month he was at 200, so it balances it out. Then you don't have to spend the $25,000.
You do that with their thumb and the last four of their social. If they lose their thumb, we got another conversation. They can lose the card. Cards cost X amount of dollars to replace. But also, I want everybody to understand something else. We don't have a computerized purchasing system yet. So in the end, what's going to happen is you'll be able to buy X amount of whatever the commodity is, be able to print out a report of what was used and by who, and whatever's left here should all equal out to zero. If you have more here and not here and here, somebody's doing something they shouldn't be. So that's what we're in the process of doing. We're going from nothing to something.
Arnie, just the key point that what you're talking about, we need to control the dispensing of the gas, not how we're paying for it.
No, we don't want it. This way you can, somebody has to monitor a report anyway, so if you...
We don't want people to get gas unless they're authorized to.
Correct.
Done.
Like gas with a credit card at the gas
station? Yeah, no, right at Borough Hall.
Right at Borough
Hall. The Borough Yard. Okay, I'm going to close public. Please. Okay.
On for a third and final reading and adoption is Ordinance 0-11-8, an ordinance adding new Chapter 2-7.5 to the revised General Code of the Borough of Highlands entitled Borough Vehicles.
I'll offer it.
Offered by Mayor Nolan.
I'll second.
Seconded by Mr. O'Neill. Mr. Conley?
Yes.
Mr. O'Neill?
Yes.
Mr. Francis?
Yep.
Ms. Kane?
Yes.
Mayor Nolan?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Next one is 11-10.
For second reading and public hearing is Ordinance 0-11-10, an ordinance creating Section 5-16 entitled Permitting the Managed Care of Free Roaming Cats to the Revised General Ordinance of the Borough of Highlands. This ordinance was published in the April 15th edition of the Two River Times and may now be open for public hearing.
I'll open it up. Anyone have any questions on 11-10, cat ordinance? Name and address, I'm sorry, ma'am.
Marilyn Jacquard, 228 Linden Avenue. I'm on the corner of the trailer park and 36. And when I first moved here, I used to live at Thousand Oaks. That's where I moved here, like 16 years ago. And it was insane that the cat population was completely out of control. And snaps came in. Excuse me. They came in and they really did a beautiful job. They came in, they trapped them, and it stopped the population immensely. I am very big about that. I'm a huge animal lover, so I'm totally for this whole thing. Snap did a great job. There was also a lot of transients as far as Thousand Oaks goes. As far as, and I'm not saying military this and that, but a lot of people come in and get cats and go, ooh, will you just leave them? Ooh, you know, run wild, they're fun. You know, it's not that case. So where I live now, there is a lot of cats that are coming from the trailer park that are abandoned, that can be saved, that some of them are very nasty, and some of them do have homes. I'm not quite sure, but they come and visit me quite often. I am very big on Snaps. I would be willing to work with Snaps and help in my property to do something to congregate them. I would take care of them, everything else, because there were so many vets that I know in this area that are willing to spay, neuter, and do it for free. So if we have the people in the township here to help us control that, that's great. So I'm willing to work with anybody who wants to work with me, but, and I'm reading this whole thing, people have to be responsible. Of course, sadly, that is not happening. So I think that it's not as insane as it could be, but we could get to a really close spot that we can actually get a really good rein on this. Because if Thousand Oaks did it, we could absolutely do it here, but, you know, people have to really care, and these poor babies, they don't pay. They didn't ask for this, so right. I'm willing to help any way that I possibly can without having babies destroyed or cruelly even.
I think that's our goal, too, obviously.
Exactly. Yeah. We don't want to destroy anything that doesn't need to be destroyed.
I agree 100%. So, and that was the motivation behind this.
Right. So I'm willing to help, and like I said, I will make my property, because it's on the borderline, I can actually make a safe home, so I would actually help to adopt.
In my opinion, Carrie, you're our point person on this, correct?
Yes, I'm Carrie Gown, 40 Mile Ocean Avenue. I am the patrol officer and also a law enforcement agent. I just want to let you all know, while all this reading and the mayor and council have been considering everything, this mayor, councilwoman Rebecca Kane can verify what I'm saying. Last week I was called to a scene down on Bay Avenue where a woman left the country, threw her cats out from her house into her colony that she's about 15 bags of loaf of food all over the place. It's a health violation. There's about 50 cats. I took out 15 kittens. all with upper respiratory infections, very sick, ill cats, 2 weeks old. 3 hours of my own time at the hospital, cleaning eyes, administering medicine, weighing on the temperature, all of these possible pilots. I'm going to charge the person with counts of cruelty, but this is a big problem in Highlands. And I'd like to thank the Mayor and Council for entertaining and the SPCA and all the people coming out. We have to be proactive, and I really appreciate all of you looking into this, and hopefully we'll adopt it. We'll get rolling. I know there's some residents here that have some opinions that it's not good, but we have to do something.
I agree.
And Councilwoman Kane, you can tell the rest of the members what you saw there that day. I pulled out dead ones. In one afternoon, I pulled out 25 cats.
Wow.
And about four of them had to be put to sleep. It was a lot of work, and I'm not complaining, but I got $30. And it's a lot of work, and you people that want to do cat colonies have to be vigilant.
No, I don't want to do the colonies, but we just help.
Well, what's going to happen is, what they want to do, and you'll be educated. If it starts, Francesca and everybody will have a big meeting, we'll coordinate and everything. But it has to be managed. We can't let it go.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
And we can't have 50 million all over town. We're still going to have to do some cat trapping. I have to tell you, because there's too many cats in this town to say we could get them all in.
Oh, no, I'm so with you on that. I'm not some crazy cat woman going like, let's save them all.
Oh,
no. We had to educate so many people, because it's just
right.
Like, oh, well,
it's an issue.
Okay.
And in the past week, I've taken out so many cats and killed them.
Thank you. As always, thank you for your help.
No problem, thank you.
Francesca, you mind saying a few words? I know you've been doing this in other towns.
We've actually passed an ordinance in Seabright, and we've started there in Seabright, and it's working very well. So far, we have spayed and neutered over 50 cats. Half of them were pregnant females, so we've already stopped, if you do 25 times 4, which is the typical litter, we've stopped 100 cats from being born already this spring in Seabright. So that's fantastic.
Yes, sure.
I used to live in Seabright, so I'm still glad to hear that. Yeah,
right.
They're insane over there, yes.
Eatontown has also passed an ordinance, and we're going to get started there with their free microchip clinic, the same that we're going to do for the Highlands if it's passed. I have some literature, if I may
please
have that a little bit. I know there was a few articles that came out in opposition of the TNR program, so I have a few articles that will support TNR on exactly those points. There's an economic study that was done, estimates the cost of feral cat control. It actually costs very much less to trap, neuter, and release the cats rather than trap and exterminate, because Carrie is a paid employee of the town. It would be all up to her to capture and and I can leave these for anyone who would like to see those. But doing TNR, there's ladies like this one and Dale and Lori who live in town who will actually do volunteer work and come out and volunteer for no pay at all to capture the cats and spay and neuter them. So the cost is minimal. There was another thing in the opposition about the Palm Beach News, about an article about the two sides of the town that were in dispute over the feral cats, and it turns out that the feral cats won over. The town was able to spay and neuter them, and to much success.
Population
so
went
great.
Down.
Yep, population went down. Also, I had there was some legal opposition to it in the November 1st, 2004 Journal of American Veterinary Medical Association. In that same journal, published the same day, I have two articles that actually support TNR, so I can
please thank
those
you
as well. Another article that I have here, just wanted to let you know a couple more supporters of TNR is the National Animal Control Association. This is United States Animal Control Offices are all in favor of doing TNR. It reduces the population. The Humane Society of the United States and also the ASPCA also advocate for TNR. I know there's a big thing about what happens to the cats, I'm not sure if everyone is familiar with TNR, is that they would be captured, spayed, neutered, microchipped, so each cat can be identified in which colony it came from. It would also be vaccinated against distemper and rabies. So the health issues go down dramatically. And I just wanted to give out, also this is New Jersey animal rabies cases by county and species. So there's only been, since 1989, there have only been 25 cases of rabies in Monmouth County by cats, and none all of last year.
Great.
So that's great. I also have a paper from the journal that was also cited that even though we do rabies vaccinations every year, there are studies that show that an initial rabies vaccination will actually last 3 to 7 years. And of course, the lifespan of a feral cat is much less than that, so they will actually pass away before the titer goes down. Yep. So does anybody have any questions for me at all that I...
Anybody from the table first, or from the
floor? Well, I was watching also Adult Planet and things like that. I'm not saying we're not Key West, but the same as I think they did there too. You know, they're animals. They're out there, and they can actually help us around here too, as far as the rats and this and that. Just keep them safe. And I'm saying, as far as my part, I will help track and really separate it done. But also, if they are. Adoptable, I'll help with that too.
Terrific.
I'm
not
talking about a huge thing, but we go anyway.
Well, the Monmouth County MSPA is ready, able, and willing to start the trap, neuter, release program. Any friendly cats and any kittens that we find, we will bring to the shelter and put up for adoption. So we will not put that burden on the borough for that.
Right.
Name and address, ma'am. Sorry.
Marion Farrell Johnson, okay, 39 Street.
Thank you very much.
Wondering on cost, okay? Mm-hmm. I mean, in today's world, it's an issue. Vaccine costs money, okay?
Right.
Mm-hmm. What's the cost to the borough on this? Do we have an idea?
It's a very...
Pages and material, you can get people like you that can volunteer.
Well, actually, Pfizer, who does all the shots and stuff like that, they are willing to donate to help colonies, I mean, to help township to
actually,
do that, to donate the money.
The Monmouth County SPCA is going to be the sponsoring agency for the Trap Neuter Release Program. So it's actually going to be right now to trap cats in town, hold them for 7 days at the shelter, and euthanize them. Each cat costs the town $130. We'd be willing to do this for a much lower cost. We're going to have volunteers, like I said, like this nice lady and other people who are feeding the cats, trap them, so at no cost, we won't have to pay for animal control to come out and do it for you. So that really brings the cost way down. All the cats, like I said, get spayed and neutered, vaccinated. They get an ear tip so that you can tell which ones are done. Each one also gets a microchip and is microchipped to their colony caretaker, all for a much lower cost.
Okay, and then the cat
is re-released back out into the colony, and the colony is now managed by a caretaker. The cats are existing because somebody out there is feeding them.
Right.
So that person will become responsible. They will use our guidelines for colony care so as not to attract wildlife, other animals to the colony, keep the animals. Once the cats are spayed and neutered, they tend to stay much closer to their feeding station. Also, all the nuisance behaviors decrease dramatically. Spraying, roaming, yowling, all of those sorts of things decrease an amazing amount, if not completely.
I just want the council to know, okay, I have a poodle at home because I can't go near a cat, okay? I have friends that have cats, and if I go into their house, I'm a basket case, okay? I won't be helping.
No, I'm
laughing. I'm just saying that for me, okay, I've got an inhaler, and I'm a mess when I go near them, okay? Your plan is fine because it won't increase.
Right.
But they're still out there. And they will still, in all respect to cat owners, okay, they're still out there and they're still running around. They're going to come into my yard, okay, which is fine, okay, if I wasn't allergic to them, okay? Unfortunately, my problem is if you have a cat and your cat is out and he's loose and he's running around and he brings his friends over and they have a party, okay, the dander, it's all from my yard.
There's nothing stopping that right now from happening.
Right. No, but there's also, there's groundhogs and squirrels and this and that.
I'm not allergic to groundhogs, squirrels.
Well, but I'm just saying, but I understand what you're saying, but it's still.
Well,
there's going to be wild animals and cats
out there. If you do nothing
about it. Yeah, we got to sleep. We gotta, please. Let's, anyone else have a question? One more.
I'm not too concerned about the cats, but I'm worrying about how you're going to control the people who are feeding them.
That's very good. Okay.
Because I understand from some people, even in this room, that there are people, neighbors, that are feeding them, but they don't want to participate in this colony.
Well, that is going to be too bad. This is going to be a law, and so they are going to have to take a class. Anybody who is feeding cats, and I think that once it's legal to feed cats, and they do it under the sponsorship of the SPCA with guidelines and things that they're going to have to adhere to, it's just going to have to be that way. They're going to have to follow our instructions. If not, then they're not allowed to feed, and they can be fined.
Can I just interject one? First of all, I want to clarify when I told you how much I got paid, I just wanted to tell you that it was a lot of work entailed in it. A lot of work for all of my towns free. I can't even begin to tell you I'm not making money at all. And I am here to assist the SPCA with the TNR program. I will volunteer my time and my services as I have in the past. But Francesca, I really do have to say that, you know, because we have a large population of cats, mm-hmm. and we don't have that many colony representatives in the different areas that we have big problems, I personally feel that the only people that should be feeding stations should be certified through your program and educated,
yes.
and controlled as well.
Absolutely.
We can't have everybody feeding
That's
cats.
Right.
And I think that perhaps the town might want to look into an ordinance. Other towns have ordinances. You cannot feed animals outside. You know, because if we have some colonies and we're controlling people, then we're going to have other people doing it. They're going to defeat our purpose.
Right.
And as I said, we still are going to have animal patrol come out and clear up some cats. There's some sick ones, there's some nasty
exactly.
ones.
Exactly, and that's another thing. Only healthy animals will be re-released back out. Animals who
right.
harbor leukemia, things like that. Unfortunately, they'll have to be euthanized. Those things that we can't fix for these poor cats, and they're putting them back out only causes suffering for themselves and other cats, they'll be euthanized. Only healthy cats will be put back out.
And what we have seen in different towns and colonies is when you start getting the cats fixed and they're going to one colony, one feeding station, you won't find them roaming as much looking for food because they know where their food station is, so they'll stay in that area and hopefully contain and not interrupt anybody's peace and tranquility and quality of life.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. I'm going to close public portion.
Oh, please.
Last question. Go ahead, ma'am.
What about property owners who have cats on their property and don't want them and don't want
Gives
their
me
neighbors and don't want anything to do with them? And I mean, are we
there's nothing happened. There's nothing in place now, ma'am. There's nothing stopping them from coming on your property now.
What if there's an existing colony?
And somebody is using on their own private property?
No, that I don't know why they're there. I mean,
okay.
I'm not feeding the cats, but if there are cats on my property,
sounds like squirrels on your property. I mean, if they're all grass, are just going to come on your property, but
right.
if they have a controlled feeding area, it will be.
Right now, there's nothing in place and nothing.